Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas in Austin, a website pretty easy to remember, weather.utexas.edu. Folks, these are my audio weather thoughts on this Wednesday, 6th day of April, 2022. Very early this morning, between about 6 and 7, a cold front moved across the area, a strong cold front. Of course, it moved into an air mass that had been pretty much scoured out of any deep-layered moisture by the upper air storm that passed to the north of us yesterday during the morning and midday hours. Folks, that cold front, as it moved in, it really picked up the wind out of the north-northwest, dry, stable air mass moving in. But folks, with the ongoing drought, especially west of Austin, still dormant winter vegetation, it's beginning to recover a little bit, but still that fuel is there for the possibility of fires. Red flag warning, in effect, is issued by the National Weather Service. Simply says it's a wildfire weather situation, so we need to watch it closely today. It looks like temperatures will be about 10 to 15 degrees cooler than they were yesterday. We reached record highs yesterday of 96 out at Camp Mabry, breaking a record in 1936. And out at Austin-Bergstrom International Airport, a record out there as well, 93 yesterday. Again, we'll be about 15 degrees below what we were yesterday today, which is nice, a little break from the heat. Folks, it looks like this will continue. Cooler temperatures over the next couple of days. The high pressure sinking south over the area now will move eastward, and we'll get back to a southerly wind by the weekend. That'll begin to pick up moisture. And then we've got another series of upper-level storm system and approaching cold front into Texas for early next week. Folks said it looks like that'll increase instability and get us more in the way of clouds as early as late Sunday. But I'm going to hold off on any rain or thunderstorm chances until late Monday into Tuesday. Kind of early to call any severe weather risk, but the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center is mentioning North Texas and Oklahoma in their long-range outlooks for severe weather. So we'll watch that very carefully for early next week. We'll also see those temperatures warm pretty noticeably. We'll be back in the upper 80s to approach 90, I think, by the early part of next week. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Wednesday, 6th day of April, 2022. I'll update the 7-day forecast. That's in text on the website. And my audio weather thoughts again on Thursday morning. Have yourself a good Wednesday.